Phone hell. What kind of person actually follows instructions to the bitter, better end? I mean, when those voicemail disembodied voices tell you to push 3 to end a call, what would happen if, instead of pushing 3, you hung up instead? Why go to the extra effort of punching a button when you can just hang up? Does the computer at the other end of the line carefully record the number of times you disobey its instructions and call in the computer correct police after you've done it one too many times? Or does the computer get all fouled up and have to reboot itself after you failed to complete the instructions to the T? Why didn't the voicemail, disembodied voice, just tell you to hang up after completing the call? Perhaps because it would have seemed condescending to tell someone to hang up a phone when one is through with it, when, if one had been using telephones for any length of time, one probably already knows that it's proper etiquette to hang up a phone when it's of no further use. Of course, the term hang up seldom applies anymore, since lots of phones don't have cradles, just a little button you punch when you're through with a call, or a power button you can punch. However, some phone companies warn you that you must punch the off button first, or the phone system won't know the call has been completed when you punch the power button, thus ensuring your phone bill will be enormous by the time you realize that the call has never ended. Then, the phone correcting police will come and get you in the form of phone company bill collectors if you don't pay them for the time you never used. And what kind of person takes time to listen to all those instructions about which buttons to push to get various things accomplished when, at the end of the list, the disembodied voice says something like, "If you are calling from a rotary dial phone, just wait on the line till a real person can assist you." Is there any particular joy anyone gets out of listening to a confusing list of menu options, only to find out they didn't even have to be listened to because just by hanging around and pretending one does not have a touch-tone phone, one can get the help needed? Will these and other similar questions have any significance at all in a few years when no one will have any memory of actually having used a rotary dial phone, just as almost nobody remembers ever having used a phone that had no buttons or rotary dials at all? You could just pick up the receiver and immediately talk with a living operator on duty. Will anybody have any memory of a time when there were operators sitting by to help? And does anybody ever get fed up with all this existential questioning and just have all the phones and beepers and cellulars and portables removed from their lives so that they can go home at night with the sure knowledge that no sales calls or wrong numbers or pesky relatives will interrupt a meditative evening? Guess most of us would get the jitters if we didn't have our lives punctuated with random acts of bell ringing and buzzing and beeping now and then.